From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu vowed Monday his country would remove Islamic State militants from its border region with Syria. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rebel fighters were massing inside Turkey to carry out an offensive on the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Jarablus. Turkish authorities are trying to identify Sunday's bomber, who is believed to be between 12 and 14 years of age. Officials say they don't know the sex or nationality of the attacker. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Earlier, Iran's defense minister, General Hossein Dinglan, had criticized Russia as showing off and trying to show they are a superpower. Fighting continued, meanwhile, in Syria. The Kurdish Hawar news agency says it erupted between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern city of Hasakeh. The United Nations chief warned Monday Syria is the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time, and there's a race against time to save hundreds of thousands of besieged civilians with food, water, and medical supplies. U.S. Olympic medalist Ryan Lochte has lost two major sponsors after admitting he's exaggerated claims about being robbed in Brazil. Swimsuit company Speedo USA and clothing maker Ralph Lauren both announced Monday they would no longer be working with Lochte. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for the deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan. Kerry met Monday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi.
This is not an intervention force. This is a protection force with a very clear mandate to be able to protect people for their access, their freedom of movement, and their ability to remain free from attack or ambush from any source.
Kerry warned that U.S. aid to South Sudan could be cut off unless leaders there take steps to stabilize the conflict-ridden country. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he still plans to deport 11 million illegal aliens living in the United States. Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, had said in an earlier interview that the candidate's deportation plans were, in her words, to be determined. But Trump assured a Fox News interviewer that he was not flip-flopping on the issue. Trump has renewed his call for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down. The Republican candidate says the charity group represents a conflict of interest for his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. On Monday, Trump called the charity the most corrupt political enterprise in history. He says donations to the charity amount to a pay-for-play practice. Clinton campaign officials have firmly denied any wrongdoing. A Malian jihadist has pleaded guilty to destroying historic monuments in Timbuktu in the International Criminal Court's first-ever cultural war crimes trial. Lisa Bryant reports.
The trial at the International Criminal Court of Islamist Ahmad al-Faqi al-Mahdi is expected to last only a few days. That's because al-Mahdi has accepted the charges against him, directing 2002 attacks against nine mausoleums and a mosque in the ancient Malian city of Timbuktu. Pleading guilty and reading out a statement at the trial's opening, he said he had been influenced by deviant groups. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
South Korea and the United States have begun annual joint military exercises. About 25,000 U.S. and 50,000 South Korean troops are involved in the two-week Operation Ulchi Freedom exercise. The leaders of Afghanistan and India are vowing to continue their efforts to overcome terrorism and extremism. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated their resolve Monday during a video conference inaugurating the newly restored Storey Palace, which is the office of the Afghan president in Kabul. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.